So I took Gary at his word and I started my list last week, so I had a list that would go down the aisle, but I tried to shorten it.
Amen. That's awesome.
And the first thing on my list is my dad's health. My dad is so healthy at the moment, and I feel like God has done some miraculous healing this year for him. So I am thankful for that. He feels better. Yay. Makes me feel better. I'm thankful for the doors that God has opened in the realm of art for me to express it and do different things, of which this church is now part of, because there was an easel here one Sunday that was like, I don't know if you guys... Can I tell that story?
Sure.
Okay. Because I came in one Sunday, and I have been thinking about and wondering and pursuing prophetic art for a long time, trying to figure out, what does this work? What is it? Because I love art. And so that kind of in my love for God and Jesus and expressing and revealing God to the world and my love of art, well, prophetic art kind of ties that all together. And so I've been pursuing and looking and watching other people doing it kind of in awe and very intimidated and like, and then I show up one Sunday here and there's an easel up front and I was all excited because I thought Gary had found somebody that was going to come and do prophetic art. And so I'm sitting back there waiting for somebody to get up here and start painting. And nobody got up and started painting, and about halfway through the song service, I kept saying, well, God, why is it up there? Oh, if that can't be for me, is that, why is it? If it was for me, what the heck would that look like? And I said, what would I do? Because I thought, okay, if that's for me, why? And he gave me three, I guess I should show you. He gave me three lines. I should show you this painting. That Sunday, he gave me, when I asked that question, well, if it's up there, what would I do? He gave me one, two, three lines. And I scribbled that in my sketchbook. And I said, well, that ain't nothing. And I sat down and closed my book. And about 10 minutes later, you guys started singing, Yes, Lord.
Mm.
And I got the rest of the picture. I just had it, saw it. He gave me the picture, and I sketched it, and I painted it the next Sunday. So I still don't know where that's going and what it looks like, but I'm very thankful for the opportunity to explore it. And I feel like in the kind of the push from Gary, too, because otherwise I'd, yeah.
Amen.
And doing art journaling with some folks in town, that opportunity has opened up this year, and I'm thankful for that. And my friends, that this body, as many of you are included in this list, but friends that remind me who I am when I forget. Friends that can laugh with me, friends that will laugh at my stupid jokes and that will tell me stupid jokes. And I didn't mean to look right at you, Terry, but you were just there. That you can be silly, and that you will come play games with me, you'll come and play art with me. I am thankful for the sunshine, and I love winter landscapes. I know I'm weird about that, but I love snow, and I love the beauty of the trees, even in the wintertime. But also the promise of spring is coming. And the continuation. And then we get into chocolate, peanut butter, apple pie. Could go on. And then most important, God's faithfulness in all of his promises. Mm. And it's kind of like my list kind of ends where Dan started, because peace, that is like most important. Mm. He promises that he gives us the peace, not like the world gives, but his peace that overwhelms, passes all understanding. Thanks.
Amen.